Hey, what's up, everybody?
You know what time it is.
Welcome to the Lady Ball Show on Soar Radio. I am your host, Veronica Charnel. I am so thankful, grateful, pretty usual, for the good Lord for allowing me to see another day. And I know you should be happy that you have awakened in the land of the living. I want to shout out all my seasoned saints. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're blessed. I hope you feel like you're blessed. Don't just say it. You know, show it. You're blessed and you're highly favored. Thank you for doing everything that you do to pass the word of God to the next generation. We also want to honor. I cried real tears when I heard this, y'all. I mean, real tears, because he made an impact in my life. Dr. Charles Stanley, on April 18th of this year, at the age of 90, did you hear? The Lord said, come on. And I'm here on earth saying, no. Oh, that hit me hard. But I hope and I pray that after all the hard work that he did, all the teachings, all of the impact, all of the laboring in the body of Christ for trying to spread the gospel from nation to nation, from generation to generation, I hope God said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I hope and pray that he is having a good time, finally getting to see his Savior that he's been preaching about for years, and these angels and the heavenly hosts, like Moses and Abraham. Boy, isn't that like, that is our ultimate goal, right? But this kind of makes me a little sad. That you gotta leave planet Earth to get there. Unless you're here alive in the land of living when the rapture takes place. And then you still don't want to be left here on Earth. We want to be quickened. Can I get a witness? We want to be quickened. We want to be transformed in a twinkle of an eye. Because so when the dead in Christ rise first, I'm going to be like, yo, nah, don't leave me. I'm going to be like, clap on. I want to switch. I want to change. So this is why right now we're preparing, we're getting ready for that moment, because we know Christ is coming back, right? Right? Not just the seasoned saints, to the people of God, everybody. Every single person has a soul. And if you believe in what I believe in, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, if you know about the King James Version, if you believe, listen. We know he's coming back, and we know God is not a liar. We know Christ is not a liar. But that's what I wanted to say, that you have an opportunity. If you can't go to his church to view his body, he's going to lie in state. His family has requested, Dr. Charles Stanley family has requested a private funeral service, but you can view it virtually online. I'm probably going to cry like a dog again. I mean, I cry real tears. I mean, blowing nose and all in the middle of the night, because I'm like, oh my God, he's gone. Because a couple of days ago before he passed, the Lord, he just got on my mind. And I said, oh, I got to get back to watching his sermon. How many of you have listened to his sermons? I want to take this moment to talk about this. How many of you listen to Charles Stanley on television or YouTube? I'll be on the YouTubes. Yeah, I said it plural. I'll be on the YouTubes. And his message, his sermons about tithes and offering, overcoming your thoughts, you're more than conqueror, Satan's strategy to defeat us. Look that up. It has blessed me. His voice is anointed. God has anointed his voice throughout the years. He didn't sound like that way back in the day. And there were times when I was being troubled and attacked, bothered, disturbed late at night by Satan and some of everybody else. I put on Charles Stanley and put him, my headphones in my ear. And that's how a lot of times I went to sleep, listening to his voice talk about Jesus, about the word of God. I'm gonna miss him, but I'm glad we have documentation. I'm glad we have videos. We can still listen to him. But to me, I told us it just ain't gonna be the same. The thought did pass my mind a couple of days before he passed away, that about passing away. And I threw it out because I didn't want to receive it. Didn't want to hear it, but the Lord was letting me know I'm getting ready to take him. I don't want to hear that type of stuff, especially somebody that has made a significant impact in trying to get people to Christ, trying to get you to see, trying to get you delivered and put you on the right path and let you know, hey, there's a better way. We need more and more people like that. And it's kind of almost terrifying when you start seeing these type of people that's carrying this mandate on their life. They're carrying torches. And like, who's going to be left behind? Who's going to be here to keep this going? Oh, God. That's what kind of got to me a little bit. But if you didn't know, Dr. Charles Stanley, a very significant preacher in the body of Christ, a television preacher, pastor, teacher, anointed one. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, that is one white man that made an impact in my life a good way. Because the African Americans, we know that, you know, we know how they can be towards us. So when you find one, they don't have an ounce of that crap in them. He has talked about it. There was a time that he did. And God got him straight on that. You can't go to heaven having that mess in you. Now, you can't dislike what God created. That's disrespect. Oh, if I was Jesus, I would have been slapped you. I'm just saying. Listen. If you haven't heard, this is worldwide. There's a class action settlement lawsuit with Facebook, like over 700 billions we talk about. You may get your little share in them billions. We'll talk about a little bit more in detail later on the show. Okay, I'll be back, y'all.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Truth still.
told me, he said, anybody can fight, but the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said, everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's say, tell them, everything attached to you wish. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning
season. It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Because you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, say, I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I want to talk to you all, if you haven't heard already, because it's being posted everywhere. I was going to write an article on this topic, but I decided not to. I'd rather talk about it on the radio. If you don't know, I do write a contributor. I write for Newsbreak, and I love doing it. So I'm a member of media when it comes to writing, as well as podcasting and the radio as well. But before I get into the little class action settlement on Facebook, if you haven't known already, because everybody's writing it, it's all over the place, which is why I said I'm not going to write about it. I'll talk about it instead. I want to remind you that the Stellar Awards public voting is open. You go on StellarAwards.com website to vote. Shout out to the man that I work alongside, that I work with, Bishop Leonard Scott of Ty Scott Records, CEO and founder of Ty Scott Records. He has been, he's moved forward to the second round. And I want to encourage everybody, Bishop is all about keeping the hymns alive. You know, that foundation of the church, where before we get all this little special equipment, before the Lord began to really financially bless African American churches particularly, you know, before the church became what it is today, those songs are still packing with power. Those songs have major meaning.
So let's not forget about the old. That's why we have the new. So if you could remember Bishop Leonard Scott, remember Ty Scott Records, he has moved forward to the second round. So hopefully he can, you will decide. It's up to you. I know it's up to you. But I just want to put out there, just in case you didn't know, that he moved to the second round. Public voting is open, ladies and gentlemen. Go on stutterawards.com. The Stutter Awards is going to be held July 15th in Las Vegas, Nevada. West Coast, going to be hot. As some say in the South, murky hot. I don't know how West Coast hot. I think it's different from the South hot. Yeah, I kind of wish they had just stayed in Atlanta and came back to Atlanta, Georgia. Opinion, but that's just an East Coast thing. So now, let's get into this Facebook thing I want to talk to you guys about because the New York Times is the source that I am reading from. They said, how can you claim your share of Facebook's 725 million? I thought it was billion. See, somebody did their article wrong. 725 million privacy settlement. Anyone who had a U.S. Facebook account between May 2007 and December of 2022, which is how many people? I know I did. Is eligible to apply, though the payouts are likely to be small. I guess so. Look how many people was on Facebook. So it says basically the 725 million settlement that Facebook's parent company agreed to pay to settle a class action lawsuit, according to to a claims website set up by the settlement administrator. Users can enter their information on Facebook user privacy settlement.com to get their payment through their bank account, Venmo, or other methods. The size of the payout is likely to be small, and it will be dependent on the number of people who submit valid claims. Let me say it again, valid claims, and the length. Each applicant was a Facebook user during the period covered by the suit. The lawsuit, the payout will be divided among claimants, with more given to those who have used the site longer. I know I've been up on Facebook for a minute and in a tent for a minute. So you got to go back in your Facebook account and see if it shows when you've been a member or user since. You know, sometimes it shows that year. And you go like, shoot, what's that website again, Veronica? Write it down. Somebody, Season Saint, or anybody, if you're driving, or whatever the case may be, write this down. It's Facebook user privacy settlement.com. The source that I'm reading from is on the New York Times website. This is by credit as a source. Shout out to the writer. I like how she do it. I like how the writers do it. But them class action settlements, it's a good thing. You catch them. You caught them in the act, right? But the problem is we trying to get money. And when you start dividing this stuff up, you like, wait a minute. I thought I'd get more than $2, $6, or $25. All right, y'all. Let's get back into the music.